Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Friday the 8th of January. In the news this morning, we'll have cricket with the third test between Australia and India has started in Sydney. So we'll be up to speed with what went on there. Remind you about the Super Smash Games that are taking place today, rain depending, because here in Waihee, it is bucketing it down, I'm afraid, folks. So hopefully the weather does not interfere with that. We'll also bring you up to speed with the NBA, where Steve Adams recorded his first ever triple-double as the Pelicans returned to, played in his old team, Oklahoma Thunder. And we also have news from the rugby around the Women's Six Nations. Some cycling news for you here in New Zealand. There's two international riders will be taking part in an event here in New Zealand. And also, there is the National Bowls going on as well. So let's kick off with that NBA news. Over in the NBA, the Pelicans took on the Oklahoma Thunder. Stephen Adams got his first ever triple-double. With 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, and 10 points. Brandon Ingram led the way with 11 rebounds and 24 points for the Pelicans as they came up just 1 point short against the Oklahoma City Thunder. It finished 110 to 111. The Pelicans took a good lead in the first quarter and held on to that through till halftime. But in the third quarter, the Oklahoma Thunder really came out, scoring 34 points to just the 19 from the Pelicans to take the lead held on to win by just that solitary point. For the Thunder, Darius Bazley scored 20 points and also picked up 12 rebounds to lead the way there for them. So disappointment for Steve Adams' team there. That sees them in fourth place in the Western Conference on 4 wins and 4 losses, 2 games behind the leaders, as the Suns, the Lakers and the Clippers are all on 6 wins ahead of them. So really need to pick up those 2 losses. Really have seen them a small gap open up there in that one. Over on the Eastern side, and the 76ers still lead the way there with 7-1, closely followed by the Magic, Pacers and Celtics. There was a protest with the Heat and the Boston Celtics. Both took a knee and decided that they would continue with their one despite the riots going on in the Capitol, and also despite the fact that the prosecutors declined to bring charge against the police officer who shot Jacob Blake as well. So all of those things still taking part or still playing into how American sport is progressing over there in the USA. Moving on to the cycling and at the New Zealand Cycle Classic, there will be... That takes place in Wairarapa and Wellington. There'll be 2 international cyclists, Adrian Hegarty, the US track cyclist, and also Mark Stewart, the Scottish road and track cyclist. Mark Stewart won the Commonwealth Games points race they have both been named in a 6-person team for the Trust House team. for that event. Both of them have been here long term, getting being over here in March and getting and have been here the whole year during lockdown and during COVID, and have decided to do their training out of here. That team will also be up against the Black Spoke Pro Cycling Academy, which is New Zealand's only UCI Pro team. Also, the Australian-based St. George Continental team with a full roster or full lineup of Kiwi cyclists, the New Zealand national team, and the Cycling NZ team will all be taking part in the Cycle Classic. So it should be a cracking race down in the Wairarapa and Wellington. And obviously, we'll keep you up to date with how that goes. I'm just trying to remind myself of the dates as to when it is running, but I just can't quite grab them. But we'll, as I say, I'll keep you up to date with how that race progresses. Over in the UK, and the RFU have expressed concerns about the ability of the Women's Six Nations to go ahead with all of the lockdowns there, and with also the majority of players from Ireland, Scotland, Wales and Italy being amateur. It creates all sorts of problems around the sort of testing bubbles and travel, etc., as also they have their day jobs to also keep going. So we'll have to see how that progresses. Obviously, with the Women's Rugby World Cup here in New Zealand later in the year, the Women's Six Nations was going to be a key build-up for those teams, particularly England and France, who are tournaments in the mix to win the tournament. So that is going to definitely put back their preparations if that tournament cannot go ahead. Over in the bowls and the men's singles is underway with them. We've already lost Shannon McElroy and Gary Lawson, who have crashed out. Defending champion Andrew Kelly is has managed to keep himself within a hard fought tournament so far, and is looking to be the first person since Ali Forsyth in 2003-2004 to win back to back titles. So we'll keep a track of how he is going. The women's pairs has reached the semi final stage, and we'll let you know who wins the final of that one as well. Moving on then to the crickets, and don't forget today we have two games in the Super Smash down in Otago. The Otago Sparks will take on the Central Hinds. That will start at 11:40 a.m. And it'll be followed up by the Otago Volts taking on the Central Stags from 3:10 in the afternoon. So obviously, we'll keep you up to speed with that one. Looking at the points table, the Otago Sparks and the Central Hinds are the bottom two in the table. The Sparks has got one win so far. The Central Hinds yet to get a win. So both of those teams desperate for a win there in that one. Over on the men's side of things, the Central Stags and Otago Volts are both on 8 points currently, equal with Canterbury, who are in second place. So Stags and Volts in third and fourth. So big key clash there as all those teams chase Wellington Firebirds at the top of the table. Over in Australia, and we have the third test match started. They had 55 overs on the first day, and Australia reached 166 for two. They lost Dave Warner cheaply, but after that, Pekowski and Labuschagne put on a century stand, and then Steve Smith came in and is 31 and non out at the close, along with Labuschagne on 67. So in for the wickets, we had Mohammed Sharj and Navdeep Sunny took the two wickets for India in that one. Evenly poised at the moment. Obviously, clearly, India needing a breakthrough fairly early on. Otherwise, it looks like Australia could put up a big total potentially there in that one. And obviously, we'll keep you up to date. Come join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. on the morning sports briefing and we'll bring you up to speed with how that test is progressing. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on the go on your commute while you're doing your gardening or whatever. You can just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favorite podcatcher, and you can just download us on to your phone. You have now started the day the best way up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a cracking day, folks. I guess I'm not going to get to cut the grass today like I planned with all this rain, but I hope it is dry where you are.